أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Dear sisters and brothers in Iman, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The pandemic of COVID-19, especially its surge these days, reminds us of the reality of death. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection against this virus and for peace for those who have passed away. What can we do to improve the spiritual state of our family members and friends who have passed away? Is placing a bouquet of flowers on their graves going to help them? Well, in the religious literature, we have the concept of isal al-sawab, which means sending the gifts or sending the thawab and reward of good deeds to those who have died. These gifts or hadiya can take different forms. For example, when we look at the issue of praying for forgiveness for them, the Quran gives the example of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua, especially for his parents. In Surah number 17, ayat 41, there is a dua which says, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. O my Lord, have mercy on my parents, the way they raised and nurtured me when I was a child. Then in Surah number 14, ayat 41, there is a dua again from Ibrahim, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدِيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. O my Lord, forgive me, my parents, and the believers on the day of reckoning. You can make this dua part of the qunut of your daily prayers. Then we come to the second example, which is recitation of the Holy Quran. Whether you do it just one Surah Fatiha, the opening chapter, or Surah Al-Ikhlas, which is also known as Surah Tawheed, or reciting Surah Yasin. Then we come to the third example of isal al-sawab, and that is sadaqah, giving charity for the thawab and reward of the marhumin, those who have passed away. This can be either one-time charity, you give something once and that's the end of the story, and the thawab goes to the deceased, or you can do something which is known as perpetual or continuous charity, known as sadaqa jariya, where you establish something, a process which will continue. As long as the benefit of that charity continues, the reward will go on continuing for the departed soul that you have dedicated the thawab for that individual. For example, it could be a water well, it could be a school, it could be a health facility, anything. As long as those works are going on, the thawab and ajr and reward will continue for the marhumin and those who have passed away. When it comes to the issue of charity for isal al-sawab, be creative. For example, it has become a common practice that when a person dies, for his or her 40th majlis, the family prints booklets of Surah Yasin for distribution among the audience, with the hope that it is recited and the thawab of that will go to the deceased. Tell me, which Muslim house doesn't have a Quran? Which Quran doesn't have Surah Yasin? So be creative. Look for something that will help the community and also generate thawab and reward for the deceased. You know, support the education of the poor children in the community, or a project which can help the community to move further. If you really are fixed on the idea of printing something, then select a dua from Sahif al-Sajjadiyya so that people may be familiar with Sahif al-Sajjadiyya, or a sermon from Nahj al-Balagha, you know, where the people can then gain benefit from these words of Amir al-Mu'mineen, or a useful book that people can use to learn and practice the faith, or a book that can help in propagating the Shia madhab among others. And so these are all different, you know, possibilities out there, even if you are thinking about the idea of printing something for the dedication of those who have passed away. Finally, the issue of visiting the graves, that also has its own merit in Islamic faith. Somebody asked Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam about visiting the graves of the dear and the near ones who have passed away. And Imam said, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ فَذُرْهُمْ. Imam says, especially on Fridays, go and visit the grave. Because those who are in a restrained situation in their second phase of existence between death and the resurrection, وُسِعَ عَلَيْهِ مَا بَيْنَ طُلُوعِ الْفَجْرِ إِلَى طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ. Between the dawn time and the sunrise, they are given some relief. يَعْلَمُونَ بِمَنْ آتَاهُمْ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ. They also know who is coming to visit them every day. فَإِذَا طَلَعَتِ الشَّمْسِ كَانَ سُدَى. And when the sunrise starts, they feel lonely. And so the narrator then asked the Imam, فَيَعْلَمُونَ بِمَنْ أَتَاهُمْ فَيَفْرَحُونَ بِهِ. Do the people in the grave know who has come to visit them? And do they feel happy with that? And Imam said, yes, they feel happy and they feel sad and lonely when the visitor moves away and goes away. And so even visiting the graves, if the graves of your near and dear ones are in the town, you know, make a point of visiting that. That will also relieve them. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful and forgiving towards the believers and looks for an excuse to forgive them. Let me end with a story narrated by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about a son's charity which helped his father. Although the son had done the charity without the intention of dedicating that to his deceased father. The Prophet says that once Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam was passing by a grave where a person was being punished. A year after that, he happened to pass by the same grave and he saw that the situation of this person in the grave has changed. So he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh my Lord, I passed by this grave last year and this person was being punished. Today, I passed by and I see things are calm with him. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to him by saying, Ya Ruh Allah, O Isa, إِنَّهُ أَدْرَكَ لَهُ وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ. You know, a good son, a righteous son of this person, reached to the age of maturity, فَأَصْلَحَ طَرِيقًا وَعَاوَى يَتِيمًا. And part of his charity was that he repaired a road for the usage of the people and provided shelter for an orphan. فَغَفَرْتُ لَهُ بِمَا عَمِلَ إِبْنُهُ. Allah says, I forgave the father because of the good deeds of the son. So do what you can for your near and dear ones who have passed away, and also be a good doer yourself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you and increase your tawfiqat. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.